is with the group that is going there on Sunday to protest what has become a speech or a rally by the white supremacists that have tried to occupy or been taking over Leith, North Dakota. And so in fairness to those individuals who hold that view, which, you know, you know where I'm at on that, we did call Jeff Scoop, who has been part of one of Lauren's articles. He's coming in for Denver, from Denver, to give a speech about how, you know, this is all good and more people need to support the individuals that are doing this. You know, Scott is from Castleton, North Dakota, and he's one of the leaders that is heading up the UnityND.com group, and I wanted to get him on to talk about this. Scott, good to have you on News and Views.
Good morning, Joel. Thank you for having me. I really appreciate it, and our group does as well.
Well, I have to tell you this. You know, you have my respect not only for, you know, what you think, which I'm on your side of when it comes to this argument, as I would hope are many people, but the courage you have. It's going to take courage to do what you do.
Well, thank you. I guess the main thing that I was thinking of from the very beginning was that, you know, this is a situation where I have the ability to do something about this, and I feel that I felt that if I was able to do something about it, then I was kind of morally responsible for doing something about it, and that's kind of how it got started. So,
well, let's put it out there. Leith is in Grant County, and they're trying to establish a legal defense fund. You know, Lee Cook, a Leith City Council member, said his community of 24 needs all the help it can get, because Craig Cobb, 61, purchased property in town and then encouraged other supremacists to come and do the same. And so, Scott, when you go there that day, you know that Jeff Scoop is coming from Detroit to encourage even more with that same type of attitude. What's your message going to be that day?
Well, our message is that, and this is the most basic message possible, that we are there to stand shoulder to shoulder with the people of Leith, with the residents of that little town, and to let them know that they are not alone in this fight, and that they have the support of, you know, tons of people. Almost every state in the union has visited our website within the last 5 days. So the people of Leith are very well known, and we've had representatives from our group visit some of the citizens of Leith, and honestly, there was a person there who thought that, you know, all of North Dakota had turned their backs on the little town of Leith, and they were very grateful for the support that we've been offering them. So that's basically what we're doing there, just to support them that day, but also to show the Nazis that they are not welcome in North Dakota, nor are they welcome in a free society or anywhere where there are good taste and people who care about others.
Scott, do you think that they have a right to fly the Nazi flag? Do you think that they have a right to fly the Confederate flag? Do you think they have a right to assemble and to preach their brand of supremacism?
Yes, they have a right to, well, I don't know about their brand of supremacism, because that's inciting people to violence, if you ask me. I mean, the Nazis, by definition, through all of their speech, whether it be the German Nazis or the Nazis of today, they are inciting hatred. And that, I believe, is something that needs to have a closer look taken at it and see if there isn't something that law enforcement can do there. But yes, regarding the flag and the freedom of speech, yes, I would 100% back those rights. But also, I am not the government. Our group is not the government. We are a group of concerned citizens, and we have the right to also demonstrate and assemble and let the Nazis know that they're not welcome.
See, and here's what, because I agree with everything you just said, here's what I struggle with. I wouldn't want to live next to them. And this could happen in any small town in the world right now.
Because
property's cheap, land is cheap, lots are cheap. And so these individuals could go up and snap up a town like Leith, and here you sit.
Exactly. And the people who have spent their whole lives there are now wondering what's going on. How has this changed so quickly?
So how many people do you have going? Describe to me your organization.
Well, I just opened up, my Facebook page. We have over 500 members of our Facebook page. And, you know, I'm guessing, you know, if half that amount would show up, that would be wonderful. I mean, it's a tiny little town. So 200-300 people in that town is going to be a lot. So, I'd be really excited to have 250 people there. We've been doing a whole bunch of outreach to people from all over, and there's people who are, have been sending money in if they can't travel to Lease, and there's also people who are meeting from various organizations. I think we're on the radio on 33 different tribal reservations, and just, you know, different groups are putting out our message, whether they be conservative groups or liberal groups or in the middle or far left, far right, as long as they're not fascists or Nazis, they've been sharing our message of supporting the people of Lease. It's been wonderful.
Any fear at all for the people that you're organizing to bring there? Any fear at all for their safety?
I am not worried so much about that particular day. I am more worried about the Nazis' MO, and I have been part of various organizations who have counter-demonstrated against Nazis in the past, and they tend to maybe not confront you that day. They would like to start a fight, or have you start a fight, I should say, but there are some people who are, how would I say, of the criminal element, who I'm more worried about the people in the leadership positions of this organization, that they may be sought after by Nazis down the road. But that's that was a chance I was willing to take, and I thought it was worth the sacrifice.
I found it incredibly interesting when this story first came out about Leith, that you know the world that we live in up here. I grew up in small town America. And to have a black individual living in the community, to be in the, I mean, to have one in Leith, that was shocking. You know, that isn't the norm.
Yep, it was to me too. Yep, definitely.
I mean, it was just astounding to me. And then to have that man have the courage to come out and say, you know, what in the world is going on here? And he and his wife were there taking care of his mother-in-law. I mean, what does that say about the overall world, Scott?
Well, I think first off, it's a testament to the fact of where North Dakota was and where they are now today. I remember when I was growing up in the 70s and 80s, I don't think I saw an African-American until I went to an NDSU college basketball game. So I think it's awesome that we are more welcoming of people of other races, of other cultures, and even in tiny little towns of 16, we find minorities represented there. And I think that part of it's great. But that individual, I would say, has, if the Nazis are successful, has nothing but pain and suffering to look forward to, having to live next door to seeing those hate symbols every single day of his life, knowing that all your neighbors are people who you know, and they basically stated, don't believe that whites have a right to be in the same country as them or in the same area as them. And we have to go there and do something about this and make sure that we support them so we can hopefully put the brakes on their plans and the people of Leith can get back to somewhat of a normal life.
So what's the physical side of this? Do you shout him down as he speaks and addresses? Do you just quietly march and protest? I mean, what approach is your group going to take in Leith?
Well, I think there's going to be various groups that are represented. That being said, we are going to talk to the group as a whole in Bismarck prior to caravanning to Leith and discussing what's legal, what's not legal, that we're there for peaceful reasons. Jeff Shope, his MO in the past has been to egg on people, use lots of inflammatory language and gets responses sometimes from younger anti-racist action members who are a little bit maybe more on the side of anarchy, and so they tend to take the bait there. And so I expect to see the National Socialist Movement's follower and leaders, our followers and leader, to be at their best in trying to get people's goats and trying to get them to respond to some of the nasty things I'm sure they're bound to say.
Has anyone
try to say it very well?
Has anyone from Grant County law enforcement got in touch with you or your group about
first night that I decided to do this, I emailed Steve Vey, who's the sheriff in Grant County, and we have since been emailing back and forth. His first remark to me was, if nobody came, everybody would just forget about it and this would just go away. And I thought to myself, that's what people have been saying for years about hate groups is, if we just ignore them, they'll go away. Well, sometimes they don't. And, Germany is one prime example. And so I really think something needs to be done. But he's been very, very responsive to my questions about permits, making sure we're doing everything, in the manner that fits their community standards. We don't want to just go in there and make a huge mess and leave and everything. So we're forming committees to pick things up, and we're bringing bathrooms in and the whole bit.
Well, the other part is there are individuals who, just because of the fact that she did her job through the Bismarck Tribune, that blame Lauren Donovan for the attention that this has gotten nationwide. I'm sorry, it's news. And if you're in Leith and you're feeling as though the world abandoned you, the best thing that happened to you was Lauren Donovan coming down and being a journalist and making sure the story 100%.
Came out. Yep, I agree 100% with that.
Yeah.
Yep, for sure. If these people had been, the Nazis had been allowed to go on their merry way in secret here, which they like to do most of their business in secret because they know that, they're only a very small fraction of the population, and they're not welcome in very many places, that, they could have woke up one morning surrounded by Nazi flags on every, telephone pole in town and up and down the streets. And, I mean, that's their plan. They want to fly the swastika on Sunday, and they want to march with it. And, I just can't even tell you how much that disgusts me.
Yeah. I have to tell you, I have a tremendous amount of respect for you and your group. There are ways to help. There's been a website set up, www.unitynd.com, unitynd.com. Is there links there? I mean, for the town who's trying to raise money for the Legal Defense Fund, do you have that to give out, Scott?
Let's see. We have I got this page open here.
I've got it somewhere, too, and
it's my own dog. Not sure if we have a link to their Legal Defense Fund. We do have a donate button on our Facebook or on our unitynd.com page, and we will we're planning on donating some of our money that we've been getting to that defense fund as well.
Okay. Well, your website's a great place to start. And
yes, it is. Yep. It's got our schedule on there and our mission statement and everything. So
give everybody that's going with you a high five from me, would you, Scott? And then if you could, let's touch base again with each other next week, and then you can tell me how it went, okay?
Oh, awesome. Great, Joel. You have a great time. You have a great weekend, and wish us, and just be thinking about us.
You bet. Scott Garmon, ladies and gentlemen.